I'm still here, guys. I'm focusing on the sounds I hear outside, the words I'm typing in, and everything. I mean, think about it. You're listening to a man who could be dead any moment now. So
what you're hearing is how the incident, now known as the Blogger Standoff, began. As Frank James MacArthur was broadcasting online, a SWAT team was surrounding his Waverly home to execute a warrant for a probation violation. Police say SWAT was called in due to Twitter messages that they believed were threatening to officers. Over several hours, MacArthur aired allegations about Baltimore police and city government while criticizing media coverage of what was happening. About halfway through this drama, MacArthur tried to reach officers outside. He eventually was put in contact with Lieutenant Jason Yerg.
Why didn't you contact the police a week ago when you knew that you had an open warrant and you had the ability to turn yourself in and avoid what has become a circus on a quiet street, as you've indicated?
Because you guys have some crooked cops on your force, that's why.
The standoff came to an end peacefully, just before the 11 o'clock news, as MacArthur apparently wanted. He was later charged with having an unregistered firearm inside his house. The standoff sketched out new territory, a dangerous situation involving a blogger whose reports grabbed the attention of thousands of listeners around the world. One of those listeners was Baltimore Sun media critic David Zurawick, who says that this is another example of how the internet and new media are changing the world.
Who would think Saturday night, go online, listen to this live standoff broadcast? And in a way, it's mind-blowing, but it's also troubling.
Zurawick says that MacArthur, who is known for chronicling crime scenes on his blog, became the face of the citizen journalist, people delivering information from a highly particularized, biased point of view. Zurawick adds that while some people hope for the demise of mainstream media, he reminds people that mainstream media still holds a vital role in society.
When you lose that, it's going to be hard to find people exposing City Hall. It's going to be hard to find people doing stories like The Sun does about a kid being bullied and pushed out a window at school or jumping out a window.
The case has a law enforcement element as well. Fred Bielfeld, who had recently retired as Baltimore Police Commissioner at the time of the standoff, says the police and the alleged offender could have been put at greater risk.
When you start considering those things, that when you place the police at a disadvantage, it also places the subject of the warrant or the subject of the interest at a disadvantage, too.
Bielfeld says the primary goal of law enforcement is to take a suspect into custody with the least amount of force possible.
If the cops can do it safely, that's a good dividend back to the person of interest.
MacArthur's attorney, Mark Van Bavel, who says he is expecting to go to trial today, contends that MacArthur was not violating any law, adding that his client was exercising his First Amendment rights and he never confronted cops in a threatening manner. Baltimore police say that they take threats seriously. Police also say the fact that MacArthur is being held without bond shows that the court feels he is dangerous. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.